Man Marv's Notebook for August 10th, 2015, Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. First day of the Toastmasters International. We haven't gotten to the convention yet. This is more district officer training. First day of that is now done. That was fairly interesting. I'm starting to see how the pieces come together for the district officers, the ones that are above the club level, and seeing how the higher level activities are put together. And a lot of stuff has been somewhat repetitive for me. After you've chartered a club once, you become fairly familiar with the broad outline of how club building works. And yeah, I've chartered one club and I failed to charter three others prior to that, so I've got a fair amount of experience on how the process is supposed to work. There's individual challenges for every district and I guess for every team, but a lot of the things do tend to repeat, and some issues are not going to be solved the same way in every district. Anyhow, the most interesting takeaway was not exactly a team building exercise, although it is something I might file away under there. It's a game that they called Head or Tails, and you take a bunch of teams. So there's about 20 people in the room, split us into groups of five, so four teams of five people plus or minus, and then as a team you have to decide whether you're given two choices, a card that says heads and a card that says tails. If you put forward your card that says heads, and every one of these teams puts forward a card that either says heads or tails. That was the first time I got a text message in the middle of a recording. Where was I? Heads or tails. Your team puts forward a card, says either heads or tails, and the three other teams put forward their cards. And possibilities can be all teams put forward heads, or all teams put forward tails, or some combination thereof. And depending how that combination comes out, your team could get points or lose points. If all of them put forward heads, everybody loses points. If everyone puts forward tails, you'll gain points, a few anyway. If one team puts forward heads and three puts tails forward, the heads teams gets like hundreds of points, and everybody else loses a bunch of points. So there's a strategy, and it's mostly like Prisoner's Dilemma. If everybody plays it straight and puts forward tails, everybody wins a little. But if one of your teams breaks ranks and puts forward heads instead, they stand to gain a lot while everybody else loses a little. So there's some strategy to it, but the question becomes, really, who's going to be the first one to break the faith, right? And it's interesting, yeah, because we're all Toastmasters and everybody is all, you know, positively thinking, you know, everyone else is going to put forward tails because that's the way they see it, that everyone wins in the end, a win-win situation. Surprisingly, that didn't even last through the first round. One team puts forward heads, and you don't know who that's going to be because they keep that information hidden. Well, one team jumps way ahead, and all three other teams loses points. So there are seven rounds of this, and it gets more interesting in that around the third round, you're allowed to communicate with between teams. Every team puts forward a negotiator on behalf of the team to talk with all the other negotiators and strategize. And, you know, everyone's saying, okay, everybody pick tails from here on out and we'll all be happy, you know. And we'll see what happens with that. You know, there's more elements to the game. And then later on in the fourth and fifth and sixth rounds, they changed the point scheme, where you used to get a big advantage if there's only one person or one team that goes against the grain. If one team puts heads and everybody else puts tails, it suddenly becomes a negative instead of a positive in order to punish the ones that, you know, break the faith. So there's some interesting gamesmanship that goes on with that. But in the end, after all the points are tallied, it really didn't mean anything. The takeaway from the whole exercise is to see how your team reacts under pressure in some kind of an urgent situation. And it's I guess more revealing about your personal style of teamwork or how you behave in a team in a competitive environment under pressure. And I guess it's kind of interesting to see, well, from my point of view, I was analyzing the whole game theory, I guess, behind this. And I was explaining to them the strategy that I thought every other team was employing. Okay, second text message interruption. Where was I? Seeing what I could kind of see the strategies every other team was playing, but no one else in my team was even thinking on that level. They were all, oh, just pick tails already because you know everybody else is going to pick tails. And at a certain point in the game, yeah, the points had been changed to benefit or to kind of influence everyone to pick tails. And I could see that, but I was wondering, you know, how many others would actually follow through on that. So there was a real fun element to that. And it really brought home, you know, who among the people I know and work with, how do they look at situations and problems and how deep do they think? Second order, third order, fourth degree. What's the term? It's a poker concept about how deep you go into thinking about your opponent. Okay, third interruption done. Hopefully I can wrap this up real quick now. What was I going to say again? The real interesting thing is the insights you gain into seeing how your team members think and how they react under pressure. That's the whole takeaway. And that was my favorite game of the day. And I think it might be worth playing with some of my coworkers at my day job just to see how they react. Anyway, enough for today. I'll talk to you tomorrow.